Well, here's a news item, guys, and a cautionary tale. This film owner is a mother of five, and she went out with the girls and obviously had too much to drink. She got a taxi home, but argued with the taxi driver. Obviously, she was drunk and mouthy, and the taxi driver kicked her out and drove off. A guy happened to be driving by, and he saw this femme on in kind of distress, walking barefoot on the street. So he stopped and offered to give her a lift home. She accepted, and after he drove her home, she wanted to hug him. But he refused and did a high five instead. She reported the man as having raped her. Police used the license number to find the guy, and of course arrested him. He was in police custody for 30 hours. This man was married, and his wife was expecting a child. Luckily, this man videoed what went on in the car. And that's why I say, guys, always get your phone out and start videoing. Anyway, this femme's story didn't sort of add up, and she eventually admitted that she lied. Her excuse was that she was drunk and being silly. Yeah, right. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was trying to destroy a man's life with lies and deceit. She was only sentenced to 2 years in jail. How much would he have got if he didn't have proof what happened in the car? Now you know why Chivalry is dead. Femmons killed it. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. But think about it. What type of person accepts some kind act from another person and then accuses them of this vile act? Well, femmons do, don't they? If you see a femmon in distress, walk on by, guys. Femmons have made it far too dangerous to have anything to do with them whatsoever. They will cause nothing but lies and deceit, chaos and drama. And you will just be her collateral damage. So walk away, gentlemen. This isn't about feelings. It's about survival. You take it easy, guys.